弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters。
我在八月份经过香港，要去中国大陆的一个地方儿童村做做一个关怀的行动。
Before I went to, I stopped by Hong Kong before I went to China for children's ministry。
正如 George 刚才所祷告的，真的是在当中经历到那种家庭的撕裂、社会的撕裂，甚至教会的撕裂。
I just like George prayed about the situation in Hong Kong and noticed family separation and church as well as people.
我们看见这种的对抗、这种的矛盾，不但没有简化反而不断的升级。
The disagreements did not tone down, but actually has increased between the two different groups.
我相信，不但我们需要求神给执政者掌权的有智慧，不但给他们有这种的策略，更需要的就是今天的这个主题，需要饶恕彼此的饶恕。
Not only do those who have authority need to have wisdom from above, they also need to have forgiveness for each other.
其实这个饶恕也是对于我们个人在家庭的生活，或者是在同事之间、教会之间，也是一个很大的考验。
Forgiveness is not only amongst family, also in the work field.
有一对夫妻，他们曾经很多的矛盾，然后呢，就找牧师。
There was a couple who had a lot of disagreement with each other. They went to a pastor.
然后找牧师的时候呢，他们牧师发现他们很多的沟通上的很多的问题。
When they told the pastor, pastor noticed they have a lot of communication issues.
但是牧师说，无论怎么样，你要学习饶恕、宽容、饶恕。
The pastor responded to them, "You have to learn to forgive one another."
后来，牧师给他有一个家庭的作业，回到家中呢，有什么爱心的行动做在对方的身上的。
So the pastor gave them a homework. They have to do certain things in love for the other person.
这个丈夫就学习，哇，对了，太太生日快到了，然后呢，他就买了礼物，然后安排好小孩子保姆看待。
So the wife's birthday was coming up, so the husband purchased a present for her, and then also sent the kids with a nanny.
然后呢，就带太太去一个非常有气氛、很温馨的地方吃晚餐了。
And brought the wife to a really nice restaurant for dinner.
哇，他们谈得很高兴啊。
They were very happy talking to each other.
然后回到见牧师在辅导的时候呢，牧师说那天情况怎么样。
So when they returned to the pastor for counseling, the pastor asked, "Oh, how'd it go?"
这个丈夫呢就滔滔不绝说，哇，真的是我精心预备了这个礼物，他也很高兴呢，而且呢，大家谈得非常好。
And the husband said, "Oh, I prepared all this, and we had a really nice time at dinner time."
那这个牧师问妻子，你觉得怎么样？
And so the pastor asked the wife, "Oh, what do you think? How do you feel?"
他就低着头，这个太太说，这是我结婚13年来，他第一次想起我的生日。
And she says, "For the we've been married for 13 years, and this is the very first time he actually remembered my birthday."
让我想起我过去13年所受的痛苦。
It reminded me of all the pain that I suffered through for the 13 years.
哇，他的脸色马上就愁容，而且一片的乌云。
And she was completely downcast and completely upset.
然后这个先生本来是形色喜色于色，喜形于色的，然后呢，突然间呢，也是黯然无光了。
The husband was very excited when he was sharing at first, but then when he heard her, he was downcasted and a little upset as well.
这个妻子好像把以往的所有的旧账又翻起来了。
So just like the wife just all of a sudden brought back all the bad memories from the past.
如果你是这位先生，你有什么感受呢？
If you're the husband, how would you feel?
你会不会继续的宽容饶恕，继续的爱的？
Would you continue to forgive and continue to love?
你是那个妻子的时候，你也会怎么样做呢？
And if you were the wife, and what would you do?
真的是饶恕是我们每一天每一个人要操练的一个爱的行动。
Forgiveness is something that we all need to practice and practice every day.
就算是在家庭当中，我的女儿13岁啊。
My daughter is 13 years old in my family.
这里好像也是差不多十几岁啊。
There's a couple that are 13, 14 year olds.
我就发觉到十几岁的孩子呢，好像不太喜欢打招呼了。
The teenagers, they don't seem to like to greet you anymore.
我们一般回家的时候，他会说，爹地妈咪的嘛，哈。
They, in the past, when we return home, they'll say, hey, dad, hey, dad, hey, mom.
现在 hi 一句都没有了，现在。
Now they don't even say hi anymore.
他说这是在房间里面呢。
They just stay in the room.
然后呢，跟他打招呼的时候呢，好像这个脸色都不太好看的这种。不太回应的感觉。
Even when I reach out to them, they don't really respond and don't give me a good.
哇，心中有点，我说，哎，你对老师会不会这样呢
？So I asked them, would you do the same thing to your teachers?
我们养你，我们教你，怎么会这样呢
？We raise you up, we feed you. How are you just like this, completely ignoring me?
啊，心中呢有点伤害的感觉啊，受伤的感觉。
I feel a little hurt inside.
所以我说 ，Did you feel hurt?
So I told her, Daddy feel a little hurt.
她也 ignore 了。
Of course she ignored me.
然后呢，那我就想到十三岁青少年呢，忍耐、宽容、饶恕。
So I think to myself, 13-year-old teenager, I need to forgive. I need to forgive.
因为 hurt people, we hurt people 啊。你受伤的人，你不去控制的，不去。靠神的话，你会继续的伤害其他人。
And those who are hurt, if you don't control the pain, you will start hurting others.
啊，所以有一天呢，我回家的时候，大概两三个星期，他突然间，弟弟跟我笑了嘛。
So the couple weeks ago when I reached her home, all of a sudden she came out and she said, "Hi, Daddy," with a big smile.
哇，其实一句称呼，一句尊重，我们已经很高兴了。
Just one "Hi, Daddy" already touches my heart. I feel very warm.
在家人之间也是要互相的去操练饶恕包容。
So between families, we have to learn to forgive each other.
所以到底什么是饶恕
？So what is forgiving?
饶恕就是如同我们背那个主导文的时候呢，主耶稣教导我们天天都要记得的那个主导文。
Just like the Lord's Prayer states, what we have to do.
啊，除了说你赐给我们日用的饮食之外啊。
Aside from giving us our daily food, daily bread.
然后下一句什么？免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive our debts, just like how you have forgiven others.
饶恕就是免别人对我们的亏欠，对我们所欠的债。
Forgiving is forgive others debt who owe us something.
他是亏欠了我，他是冒犯了我，我也是冒犯了别人，我也亏欠别人，都是有得罪的时候。
Some people have wronged you or you have wronged others and you learn to forgive them.
所以我们需要有这种的免对方的债的这种的心态和行动。
So we have to let go of their wrong, forgive what they have wronged us.
但很多时候有一句话说 forgive and forget, 觉得啊饶恕就是忘记了啊我当没这回事了我不介意了啊。只是这样的很清淡的说我就忘了吧就算了吧 是不是这样呢
Oftentimes we say forgive and forget, but in that sentence we focus on the word forget, just putting it aside.
但是真正的饶恕要从一个真是正式的角度其实我们要认识到要承认我们有伤痛。
So actually the true meaning of forgiveness, you have to first admit you were wronged and you have pain.
因为主耶稣来到世上的时候呢，他也是被藐视、被弃绝，然后呢，经忧患，这样的一段的经文呢，我们很熟悉，在以赛亚书五十三章。
In Isaiah 53, the beginning it says, Jesus came down, he was despised and rejected by mankind. He had a lot of suffering.
我们一起来读一读中文啊。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打，苦待了。
Isaiah 53 verse 3-4. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised.And we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted.
所以饶恕是让我们把我们的伤害、我们的伤痛带到神面前。
The forgiveness is we need to lift up the pain that we have encountered up to God.
耶稣基督他是一个无辜无罪的人来到世上的时候呢，他成为人的时候呢，他是受藐视，受轻看。
Jesus without blame, he came to this earth and he was blamed, he was rejected, he was despised by humans.
所以饶恕不是遗忘，而是承认我们被人是伤害了，有不被尊重，被藐视，甚至被冒犯的时候。
So forgiveness is not just forgetting and putting it under a rug, but actually admitting that you were wronged, you have pain, and you were rejected and despised by others.
但是你说，他都没有跟我道歉，他都没有求饶恕，我去饶恕他吗？
So you might say, oh, they didn't even ask me for forgiveness. Do I just let it be and forgive them?
你看见耶稣，他在十字架上为世人代祷的时候，别人有没有请求他，向他认罪，求饶恕呢？
When Jesus was on earth and he was praying for those people, did they ask Jesus to pray for them or did they ask Jesus to forgive them?
但是耶稣却在最痛苦，在受鞭伤之后，然后钉十字架的时候，他说什么？父啊，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
When Jesus was being nailed onto the cross, he was still praying for people. He says, "God forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
如果我们不承认自己在这种人际关系当中受伤的时候呢，我们也很难去正视别人的问题和我们应该真的是饶恕。
We don't admit that we were wronged and that we have pain, caused by people, during relationships, we would not be able to forgive, we would not be able to be healed.
所以为什么这句话在以赛亚书，耶稣没有诞生之前的700年，神已经预言了，耶稣来为我们受刑罚，使我们得平安；受鞭伤，使我们得医治。
Even before Jesus was born, 700 years before he was born, it was prophesied that he was in Isaiah 53 verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们受委屈，我们受藐视，我们受一些的伤害，耶稣明白，耶稣了解，他也受过，所以他能够让我们得平安，得医治。
When we are despised and rejected by people, Jesus completely understands because he has gone through it. He has walked through that path.
你想起耶稣复活之后，他给人看什么？我的钉痕，我的枪伤，勒盘的枪伤。
After Jesus was resurrected, he showed people the nail mark as well as the wound on his side.
如果我们是当时的人呢、啊？是中国人想到，哇，他是不是变成鬼？他来报仇了，就是好像中国人说，我死都不放过他，我死了之后变鬼来报复他。
So we as Chinese we might think, oh, he has become a ghost, come to revenge, to revenge on those who have put him on the cross.
但是耶稣现在带着伤痕来安抚，愿你们平安。
But Jesus came to comfort those using the nail marks that he has on his hand.
他是曾经痛过，但是现在伤过、痛过，但是也不再痛了。
He was pained, he was wronged, but he's no longer in pain when he has resurrected.
因为他在十字架上的最痛苦的时候，已经饶恕、宽恕了那些得罪他的人。
Because he has forgiven those who have wronged him when he was on the cross.
是一种选择。
It is a choice that he made.
他选择饶恕、宽恕他们的无知、他们的罪。
He chose to forgive them for them not knowing.
当天父叫他从死里复活之后，他带着伤痕，但是却不再痛了。
When Jesus resurrected from the dead, he came back. He no longer carried the pain with him.
他可以叫你们也去把耶稣的爱、耶稣的平安与人分享吧。
And he wants us to share Jesus' love and grace to the people.
所以我们是会被冒犯，甚至被藐视，但是呢，我们可以用一个新的角度，因着我们宽恕别人的时候，我们用一个新的角度来看过去的伤害和历史了。
Even though we have been despised and put down by others, we can have a different perspective in returning, to face those things.
我们不能改变过去的历史了。
We cannot change the history and the pain that has caused.
甚至我也不能够改变这个人现在他怎么待我。
You can't change how the person treats you at the moment, at this time.
但是如果我一看到他，我就心里面哇，很恼火，很怒气，甚至呢，心中呢充满着这种的愤恨的话。
However, if you see them and you immediately have this anger and unhappiness.
那个人已经忘得一干二净，他都不知道他得罪了你。
That person might completely forgot they have wronged you in the past.
然后你晚上的时候，不单白天要看见他就恼火，晚上睡觉之前要把他揪出来，又在心中想打他了。
And during the day, you think of that person how they wronged you. Even when you go before you go to bed, you have this thought and want to take them out.
真的是饶恕是承认自己有受伤，让耶稣基督来医治我们。
So, forgiving is to admit that you have been wrong, you have pain, and allow Jesus to come in and heal that hurt.
又让我想起约瑟，他被他的哥哥出卖，陷害，然后呢，甚至想着把他杀了。后来呢，有一个哥哥说不要的，把他丢在坑里吧。
This reminds me of Joseph, how his brothers tried to kill him, tried to just leave him in a hole. However, one of them actually just sent him and sold him.
他经过很多的苦难之后，最后神竟然保守他的生命，兴起他。
Joseph has experienced a lot of trials in his life. However, God raised him up years later.
然后呢，当他再次见这些哥哥的兄弟的时候呢
？And many years later, when he sees the brothers again,
他说：“你们不要内疚，你们不要害怕。”
And he says to them, "Don't be afraid, don't feel sorry."
他以神的角度来看过去的伤害了。
Joseph has turned his perspective, with God's perspective, and view the past.
他说：“你们是要害我，但是神却先把我差派到埃及，保存了我的生命。”
And he says, "You guys meant to do wrong, trying to kill me. However, God has prepared me to be in Egypt first."
然后也保守了我，要救你们的生命。
And then God has protected me so that I can save you.
哇，他这种人，不但的宽恕了他，他从一个神的角度来看过去的伤害了。
Not only has he forgiven the brothers, he also has a different perspective, God's perspective.
所以弟兄姐妹，可能你觉得要去讨回公平，讨回这种公道，那就没完没了。
So if brothers and sisters, if you seek justice on your own, it will never end, which is keep on coming back.
但是神允许让我们学习成长，让神的伤来医治我们的伤害。
However, God wants us to use His the pain He has suffered and He has forgiven to help us to forgive.
饶恕要承认自己的伤痛，然后呢，要除掉苦毒。刚才我们读的那个以弗所书。
When we forgive others, first we have to admit your pain, and secondly, you have to put away all bitterness, just like how we.
因为如果饶恕如果伤害不去处理的话，就怨恨，怨恨越多的就变成苦毒，然后变成积累在我们心中的一种的毒素啊。
Because if you don't put away all the bitterness, you will.Keep boiling it up in rage and anger and bullying and slander, all piling up.
刚才我们所读的，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Just like what we read in Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
在春天的时候，我的太太呢，师母呢，要去种那个tomato 啊，这植物啊。
So during springtime, my wife was planting tomatoes.
然后呢，发觉呢那些的杂草生得很快，那些的 weeds 不断的生出来。
She noticed that a lot of weeds grow even faster.
那些就会把其他的东西挤住了。
And the weeds will overpower the actual good seeds.
其实我们，当我们心中很多的愤怒，很多的埋怨的时候呢，这种就是像杂草一样，需要拔掉，就除掉。
And just like those weeds, bitterness and rage and anger in our hearts has to be pulled up.
我认识一个姐妹，她来到教会的时候呢，她就跟我说啊，我很喜欢在这里，但是呢，我最不希望呢看见一个人。
The sister told me She says, "Oh, I love coming to this church. However, there's one person I really don't want to see in this church."
因为呢，他曾经讲了一些话，很冒犯我，而且呢，羞辱我的人格。啊，我想到他那句话，那个人呢，我就心中啊，非常的恼怒。
There's that person that has hurt me in the past with their words, and every time I think of that, I'm really upset.
然后我就啊听了啊了解了，然后祷告。
So I heard her telling me the story and then prayed for her.
结果过了一段时间呢，她又见到我的时候，同样又讲这个事情，又讲这个人。
And a few weeks later, I saw her again, and she repeated herself with the same person and same problem.
每次讲的时候，她的脸人都红了，那个青筋都出来了。
Every time she talks about it, she gets all upset, all red.
那我就说，你不要那么激动啊。因为你这样对自己的身体也不好，你知道吗？当你生怒的时候、抱怨的时候，里面的很多的细胞都会被你杀死的。
I said to her, you don't have to get this upset. You're actually hurting your body. You're killing all the different cells in your body.
真的是，医生也证明了，很多时候当我们在生活在一种愤怒、苦毒的怨恨的里面呢，人的那种的消化系统啊，什么分泌啊，不良的那个毒素都分泌出来了。
It's actually medically proven every time you're upset or angry, different cells in your body releases toxins.
而且呢，不单是身体的毒素，心灵的毒素，就觉得你会发觉有时候呢，你就讲一句话，突然间那个人就砰一下跳起来，就是很大的怒火啊。
Not only physically producing toxins in the body, you actually have this.Anger in you. Every time you think of this person, this bad thoughts come out.
原来他小时候的时候，他爸爸对他很不好，重男轻女啊，让他觉得心中很愤怒。
For example, a person, the child, a girl, the dad loves boys more than the girl, and they'll constantly think of that thought.
然后长大了之后呢，啊，有一个比较有权威的人讲了他一句话，他就突然间反抗了。
And when she gets older, someone with authority says something similar, and she completely blows up.
所以她心中的那种的怨恨变成苦毒，苦毒变成一种毒素在里面。
So because of that, she has this negative thoughts in within her. Anytime someone mentions things that are similar, she will explode.
所以饶恕要从心中拔掉这种的毒，这种的苦毒。
So forgiveness, we have to start by pulling out. Whatever that bitterness is.
靠我们怎么样除掉这种的恶毒呢？
And how do we pull away the bitterness?
刚才我们继续读的，就是要存这个恩慈和怜悯的心。你拔掉了杂草，除掉了那些恶毒，要把美好的、纯的神的爱存到我们的心中。
That is to be kind and tender-hearted. Once we uproot the weeds, we have to plant.God's love within.
所以在以弗所书刚才讲到除掉之后呢，四十二节。
So in the first.
四章三十二节。
In verse 32 from Ephesians chapter 4, it says.
这里没有读出来啊。好，我就是并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
It's also in the back of the bulletin. It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another."
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
如果靠我们的爱心，靠我们的这种的心肠呢，很难。我们就是在计较，我们在甚至有些人想怎么去报复啊。
Through our own hearts, we will not learn how to forgive. You have because you will often seek revenge.
有一次我想起来的很惭愧，我跟妻子呢还没好像刚刚结婚不久啊。有一件矛盾之后
So when my wife and I just recently when me and my wife just got married, we had a disagreement.
跟他沟通好像沟通不了了。
And it doesn't seem like we can communicate and resolve the issue.
然后呢，我们就还是当天约了要一起去旅行。
But we still made the plan to go on vacation.
结果我开车，他就坐在我旁边。
So as I was driving, she was sitting next to me.
我心中充满了愤恨。
I was very angry.Inside me.
然后我就开一下，嚓，刹一下车，然后就冲一下。
So I drive really fast and press on the brake really short.
哇，这样的开来开去，弄得他也很不舒服，我也很不舒服。
So I was driving like that. It made both of us very uncomfortable.
你看，人的心真的是很坏啊。
So human hearts are very evil.
唯有是想到神的恩慈，神的爱。
Only through God's love and God's grace.
才能够放下自己的这种的怨恨愤怒。
Then we have let go of our anger.
神怎么恩待我们，恩慈待我们呢？
How has God been kind and compassionate to us?
耶稣说，啊，彼得问耶稣说，我要饶恕得罪我的人多少次啊？
Peter asked Jesus, How many times do I forgive those who have wronged me?
多少次啊？
How many times?
啊，彼得是说七次够吗？啊？
Peter says, seven times enough. 啊，
哇，如果你的家人呢，或者是朋友、同事。得罪你七次，你还饶恕他，你还不错了啊。
If your family or your coworker have wronged you for seven times, you forgive them. That's pretty good already, I think.
但是耶稣说你要饶恕他七十个七次。
However, Jesus says you have to forgive them 70 times seven times.
是不是只是在这边不断数算数七十个七次四百九十次啊
？So do you count it? Oh, so about 490 times.
其实他说不断的饶。
But what Jesus meant is continuously forgiving.
怎么才做到呢？
And how do we do that?
耶稣继续讲那个故事。
So Jesus continued the story.
他说有一个人，主人，啊，这个有一个人呢，欠主人一千万银子。
So there was a landowner, they had someone owed him a lot of money.
哇，这个人没办法偿还，甚至呢，要把他的家人呢，什么东西卖掉都还不起了。
And this person,we have to sell everything. It will still not be enough to pay back to the owner.
但是这个主人动了怜悯的心。
However, the owner was very merciful.
本来要抓他坐牢的。
He was gonna put that person into jail for not able to pay back.
结果不单不要抓他坐牢。
But he actually not only forgive and not put him in jail.
宽恕他所有一千万所有免债。
And the owner actually forgave him all the debt that he owed him.
哇，他经历了那么大的恩典慈爱啊
！The person has received that much grace and mercy.
这欠债就是得罪神的地方。我们欠了神多么，从小到大到现在，甚至将来还是在得罪神。
This type of debt is just similar to us sinning against God. We will continuously be in debt to God.
神借着耶稣基督全部还清了，免了。
However, through Jesus Christ, God has forgiven all our debts.
哇，这个人很高兴，一出去见到一个人。
So this person who owes the owner debt, after he has been forgiven, he went out and saw someone.
他见到一个人怎么样？欠他，你差我十两银子，你快点还，你不还我把你拉去坐牢。
And he says, you owe me this $100, $10. I need to put you in jail if you don't pay me back immediately.
啊 ，sorry 啊，不要吓到你啊。
Sorry.
然后这个主人就大怒，他说：“怎么这个人，我这样的恩待他，他竟然这样的待其他的同伴呢
？”So the owner actually noticed the situation. He was really upset because he has forgiven him much more debt. However, when he sees someone that owes him a little bit less, he was not willing to forgive.
然后这个主人说：“难道你不应该，我这样的连续你，你也待其他的人像我这样的连续其他的？”
So the owner questioned him, I have forgiven you all of your debt. Shouldn't you do the same or do similar and forgive those who have wronged you and in debt of you?
他用了一个字，连续，我连续了你，我怜悯了你。
He says, I have compassionate on you.
你也应该这样的连续别人。
You should have compassion on others too.
所以当我们蒙了怜悯，蒙了慈爱，蒙了连续的时候，才能够发出这种从心里面的啊，免他的债，算了吧。
When we have received mercy, we have been compassionate too. We can do the same thing to others.
因为，你不要说以前呢，我们信主，最近一个月有没有在肉体的私欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，还是在犯罪呢
？Let's not even talk about the past. Let's just even mention about this past month. Have you been prideful? Have you been having wrong thoughts?
啊，我们在话语当中有没有冒犯人呢
？Or even with our words, have we offended others?
我们在工作上面有没有怠慢呢？有没有懒惰呢
？And during our work time, have we been lazy?
我们还是求神天父赦免我们。
We ask God to forgive us.
天父又给我们恩典啊，饶恕我们，给我们继续的。力量走下去。
And Heavenly Father, give us grace and compassion, so that we can continue our path.
所以当这个主人说你不这样的饶恕别人的时候呢，我就把你拉到坐牢， 牢房里面去。
So the owner says, if you don't show compassion to others, I will put you into jail.
然后耶稣做了个总结，当我们不饶恕别人的时候，天父要这样的待我们。
So Jesus had a conclusion. If we don't show compassion to others, Jesus will not show compassion to us.
因为当我们不饶恕的时候，我们就把自己关在一个牢狱，一个牢房当中。
Because when we do not forgive others, we actually enclose ourselves in a prison cell.
所以 Nelson Mandela 南非总统说一个非常感人的话，他说我可以从监牢里被释放出来。
Nelson Mandela said this, I can be released from the prison cell.
但是如果我不饶恕，如果我继续的活在仇恨和这个痛苦里的时候，
However, if I continue to live in bitterness and anger,
我其实继续活在一个无形的牢狱当中。
In reality, I still live in a quote-unquote prison cell.
所以饶恕是一个选择。
So forgiveness is a choice.
你可以选择因着神饶恕了你，我就饶恕对方。
You can choose to forgive others because God has forgiven you.
当然，如果他也知道错误啊，他也请你饶恕，那这个是你也宽恕他吗？这个是非常好的一个行动，就是和好的。
If others ask for your forgiveness and you forgive them, that's actually a beautiful thing. You return the unity.
就是，但是饶恕也是从自己开始，有时候他还不知道自己的过错，甚至他也没有这种悔改的时候。
Actually, forgiveness starts with you because the other person might not even know that they have wronged you.
你把自己从这个牢狱当中先释放出来。
You can release yourself from this prison cell first.
不要被苦毒、被这种怨恨捆绑了你的一生。
Don't be confined in the bitterness for the whole entire life.
不要被过去的伤害成为你的现在他们未来的一种爱的流露。
Don't be confined with the past pain and leave yourself with them.
好，所以最后呢，饶恕也是要以善胜恶才能够做得到饶恕。
And lastly, we have to overcome evil with good in order to forgive others.
我们很快的把这个经文读一读哈。不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可以为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
From Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 21. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
如果我们是以恶还恶的话，我们跟世上的人一样。
If we overcome evil with evil, we're no different from everyone in the world.
也是好像我们从小的看那个武侠小说那个电视剧都是要报仇雪恨的。
Just like the TV shows that you watch, you seek revenge.
但是我们是在基督里面新造的人。
However, we're we have new life in Jesus Christ.
我们蒙了饶恕。
We have received a mercy.
我们要饶恕别人。
We have to learn to forgive others.
那你会说，这个人犯的错我们不理吗？
If this person has wronged you, do you just ignore them?
他说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Jesus says, God shows revenge, not us.
对啊，让交托给神，神他所爱的人，他也会管教。
We can just lift it to God. Those who God loves, He will teach, He will rebuke.
我们为甚至逼迫你的人来祝福祷告。
You can even pray for those who oppress you.
我记得我有一次在纽约，我不知道有没有分享过，有一次开车 啊，有一个人撞到我。
I don't know if I share this, but when I was driving in your city, someone bumped into me.
啊，我出去这个 surface road 的时候呢，另外一架车呢，就这样的过去的时候呢，我就停了。
So a car drove by me, and I actually stopped.
然后后面的车呢，他就停不住呢，就嘣，很快的，他这开得太快了，就碰到我了。
However, when I stopped, the car behind me could not stop fast enough and bumped into me.
啊，我就开到旁边，然后呢，他也跟着后面也停在旁边了。
So the two of us slowly pulled to the side.
哇，一出来一看，宝马，哇，这个年轻人是中国人啊。
Oh, so it was a young Chinese driving a BMW.
哇，他的车一点都没事啊。
And the car has no problem, no issue.
我的也是蛮新的 Honda Civic, 结果整个 bumper 撞得破了。
I had a pretty new Honda Civic. It was bumped. My bumper was completely destroyed.
然后我就打电话叫警察了。
So I called the cops.
然后这个人呢？明明是自己错，然后不但没有一句道歉，没有任何说，他说不要打电话了，警察不会来的。
So the person actually, even though he bumped into me, he's like, oh, don't call the cops, don't need to.
啊，然后我好像想耍赖就走了，是这样。
And that person actually wanted to escape.
也没有，就是说这个、态度非常的没有一种歉意啊。
He was not regretful for bumping into me at all.
然后警察来了之后呢，警察问我啊，我就把我的这个经历事实告诉他。
So after the police came, I told them the situation.
然后他警察问他的时候，他就讲的好像是我的错一样。
So when the police went to that person made it sound like it was my fault.
然后我心中有点不高兴。
So I was a little upset.
然后警察说你们两个坐在座位上等我写报告。
And the police said, oh, sit on your seat, I'll write my report.
哇，真的是。在祷告的时候，我就想，神啊，我是参加角声6点钟的那个早上的祷告会嘛。我说我早上起来的时候就祷告，神啊，我开车求你保守我的平安。
So I was sitting in my car thinking, God, I prayed that you would grant me travel mercy as I went to prayer meeting.
啊，我说现在遭遇到这样的事情，啊，心中有点开始埋怨了啊。
So me experiencing the accident, I was starting to grumble.
啊，这个时候呢，圣灵这样的提醒我，他说：“你不是很平安吗？我不是保守了你平安了吗？”
So I had this I feel like the Holy Spirit was speaking to me.
那是我很强烈的碰撞，我一点事也没有了。
You're still in one piece, even though it was a big hit. I'm still at peace.
他说，圣灵继续的在我心中感动，你没有问候那个人呢？
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me again. Did you ask and care for the other person at all?
你可不可以把福音、把神、把基督跟他分享呢？
Can you share the gospel to that person?
哇，那个时候我心中整个人不知道怎么样，但是我心中在祷告的时候，啊，神让我顺服。
So as I was praying, I said, "Okay, God, I will obey."
我就找我有没有这些福音单张，哎，找到一个中信啊。
So I was looking for those pamphlets if I have any, and I found one.
然后我就打开车门出到外面，就到他的车边啊，玻璃下来，我有话跟你说。
So I went over to that person and said, "Oh, lower your window. I have something to say to you."
啊，我说你没事吗
？And then I said, "Are you okay?"
啊，他说没有。
And he said, "No, I am okay."
我说你和我都要感谢主耶稣基督，因为我早上出门之前呢。为我开车平安祷告。
I said to him, "Oh, we have to thank Jesus, both of us, because before I left, I actually prayed for peace."
那你现在也平安，我也平安，要感谢主啊。
And I said, "You're okay, and I'm okay. We have to thank the Lord."
啊，你有没有什么信仰呢
？And I asked him, "Do you have any belief or religion?"
他说没有啊。
And he says no.
我说送给你一个福音的小册子，希望你认识主耶稣基督，他保守了你平安。小心开车啊
！So I gave him the pamphlet. I said, "Oh, this is a gospel pamphlet for you, and hope you can read it." And then I said, "Oh, drive carefully."
啊，那个人整个人愣了哈。然后我回到车上的时候，我充满了平安感恩。
So when I returned to my car, I was filled with joy and I was filled with peace in my heart.
啊，结果呢，过了一两天，我打电话给保险公司，到底现在赔偿的事怎么呢？
So then I called my insurance 2 days later. So what's going on with the reimbursement for the car?
他说对方的承认他是错了，他愿意来赔了。
And the insurance said, "Oh, they agree that it was their fault and they're willing to pay the full amount."
让我想到，如果我继续的怀恨抱怨呢，这个经历只是一个愤恨的经历了。
So if I thought if I continue to grumble against the situation, it will be a terrible experience.
但我们愿意顺服神的爱、神的灵，以善胜恶的时候。
However, when we are willing to obey God and overcome evil with good,
我们可以来见证神，可以甚至感化这个人，希望他有一天能够慢慢信主啊。
We can witness for God, and hopefully one day this person will know Jesus.
好，最后我们看见就是饶恕是靠自己，真的是不容易做得到。
And lastly, we can see that forgiveness through ourselves is very difficult.
我们承认自己有痛，我们除掉我们的心中的愤恨，一种苦毒，我们继续靠神的爱、神的这种怜悯来充满我们的心，然后以善来胜恶。
We have to first admit our pain, and we have to put away all the bitterness within our hearts, and have kind and tender heart, just like Jesus, and overcome evil with good.
最后我们看一个短片。这个短片呢是讲到在91年的时候有一个中国的留学生。
So we watched a short clip. It was back from 1991, a student, overseas student.
是一个博士生啊。
A PhD student.
他的名字叫卢刚。
His name is Lu Gang.
听过吗？
Anyone heard of him?
这个人呢，他在爱荷华大学读书的时候呢，他对一些老师教授不满呢，他就拿起枪打了。六枪的杀死了5个教授，另一个学生中国另一个外国学生呢也受到终身的瘫痪。
It was about a student at Iowa University. He was very upset at the professors. He actually picked up a gun and shot 5 professors and 1 classmate.
那其中一个教授他的名字叫 Annie.
And one of the professors' name is Annie.
然后呢，他是在中国学生非常好的。
And she was very kind to the Chinese students.
她也死了。
She was one of the ones.
然后这个卢刚呢，打了人之后呢，自己也吞枪自也死了。
This student, after shooting the professor and the classmate, he shot himself.
然后这件事，整个当时的华人很紧张。
And that at that time, a lot of the Chinese community was very scared.
好，我们看看。
Let's watch the video.
我们是国语的啊。
Sorry, it's in Chinese.
我想，只有他能够勇敢的承认自己过去，他们才能够避免重新犯这样的罪。我们也能看见这是一个有信仰的民族的作为。
好，从这里开始。
爱荷华大学位于美国中部一个小城里，
居民对人非常的友善，华人学生加在一起大概有400-500人的样子。
1991年秋末，刺耳的警笛声划破宁静的校园。
我在那儿等校车的时候，两辆警车飞驰而来，几个警察就从车上跳下来，冲到我们身后的学校行政大楼。我们同学在那七嘴八舌的议论，说可能是在拍电影吧。到了家以后，我们家的电话就响了。我太太当时是中国同学会的主席。
出了枪击案，开枪的是一个中国同学，
一名已获得博士学位的中国留学生卢刚，认为受到不公正的对待。竟然枪杀了包括他自己的导师、同学在内的6人，震惊全美。
其中一个人就是 Annie Clary， 是教育学院的正教授，同时也是学校学术事务委员会的主席。
爱荷华大学的空间物理专业在全美名列前茅。这场血案使这个专业的学术带头人几乎全部罹难。
对于中国同学来说，就是一个很大的风暴。
震惊之后，中国留学生突然感到恐慌，一下子打死那么多教授，美国人会怎样对待华人？
普遍的反应是特别害怕
啊。有的同学说，我已经把之前的东西都收拾起来了啊，放在后备箱里。如果 Iowa 这个城里发生排华的暴动，随时可以逃。
有一个同学说，他星期六都不敢去买菜，叫了几个人一块儿走到那个菜场里的时候。他就觉得人家看他的眼光都不对。
中国学生会组织了一个记者招待会， 华人留学生面对媒体讲述自己对遇难教授的怀念。
我有一个同学啊，他就讲到当初他来到学校的时候，那个系主任怎么把他接到学校里。
那个系主任也是非常有成就的科学家哈，那像我们都不能想象说老师去接学生哈，所以他听说卢刚把系主任打死了，他自己他特别特别难过。
现场直播后，学校收到很多观众反馈，有位清洁工说：“
说你们这中国学生太不像话了，我们给你了奖学金，给了你的学习机会，你们到我们美国来，把我们的老师都打死了，我非常的生气。”接着他说：“因为我看了记者招待会，我们知道中国留学生的他们也是人，就跟他们一样。”他就跟那个学校办公室主任说：“请你转告他们，说他们如果有什么事情，我能帮上忙的，我愿意帮忙。”这个电话传达给我们以后，我们心里受到极大的安慰。
人性最黑暗的东西暴露出来的时候哈，人性里面最光辉最温暖的那个也同时就被彰显出来。
华人留学生紧张的情绪开始缓和下来，更加怀念死去的老师。教育学院的女同学与安妮教授的感情很深，
一讲安妮他们就哭，声音就哽咽住。他们说：“卢刚你太混了，你打谁你都不能打安妮，因为安妮是学校里出了名的最爱中国学生的教授，好像是他们的良师，好像是他们的益友，同时又是他们的慈母。安妮常常请他们吃饭，过年过节给他们送礼物，对他们照顾得无微不至。这个对中国学生这么好的一个老师，居然被一个中国人打了一枪，濒临死亡，他们心里非常非常的难过。后来才知道，他的父母都是宣教士，最宝贵的青春年华在中国度过，然后他们的几个孩子也都生在中国。
接下来发生的事情让中国同学们觉得不可思议。三天后，医生确认安妮教授离世时，他的三个弟兄在病房中祷告之后，马上写了一封给卢刚家人的信。
第一句就写着说：“我们刚刚经历了这突如其来的巨大的悲痛，我们的 sister 生命最辉煌的时候，他离开了我们，我们的心中无法言喻的那种悲伤，在这个时刻，我们的心飞向你们，卢刚的父母，因为你们也失去了一个亲人。安妮信奉爱和饶恕，说在这个时刻啊，我们愿意神的爱与你们同在。”我的心里被这样的字句深深的感动，因为这不是我习惯的东西。我从小受的教育就是说，对敌人就像寒冬一样的冷酷无情，要以牙还牙，以眼还眼的。别人对你不好，你以其人之道还治其人之身的啊。我曾经问：“难道你们不追究凶手的责任吗？”这个 Margaret Cliff 教授就说：“他说这是因为我们的信仰，爱高于一切，爱远胜过复仇。”
安妮的追思会，华人留学生都参加了。
进去的时候，心里面都很忐忑的，都有一种罪疚感。在这个礼拜堂里面，这些美国人对我们都非常的友善，好几个人过来主动跟你握手，啊，问候。
追思的时候说的都是好玩的事情，
把底下的人讲得哈哈大笑，让他自己眼睛里面都会掉出眼泪来。你能感受到他们彼此的那种真诚的爱，他们那种真诚的思念，他们那种不舍，可是又真诚的充满了盼望。
之后你有一个招待会，这个安妮的三兄弟当中的老大叫 Frank，很坚定的也很亲切的握着我的手，我永远忘不了他跟我说 I was born in Shanghai， 满脸的笑容。我觉得我当时脑子嗡的一下，他愿意我心中放下那个因为卢刚是中国人而带来的负疚感，这个世界就停在那一点。我就记得他的笑容，然后我感到一种温暖从他的手上就流到我的手上，然后一直流到我的心里，眼泪从我的眼睛里流下来，一种我从来没有经历过的东西进来了。
安妮可尔的三个弟兄用 M 的那个遗产在教育学院设立一个奖学金，第一个得到那个奖学金的是一个中国同学。
子弹打出来的杀戮带来的仇恨竟然在那个爱中能够被化解，我很想知道这个爱 的源头到底在哪里。所以我回到教会，完全无辜的耶稣被钉在十字架上，流着鲜血，耶稣对那些迫害他的人说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们做的他们不晓得。那时候一个声音在心里说，这就是那个爱的源头。
我们不一定都能经历这样惊心动魄的大事，但与家人邻里同事之间却免不了磕磕碰碰。
我们也经常做上帝不喜悦的事情，我们也经常有意无意的伤害了别人。所以当别人伤害我们的时候，我们也想到我们常常伤害别人。父这样饶恕了我们，我们为什么不能饶恕别人？
饶恕是每天都要面临的选择，让我们从今天就开始。
好，谢谢。实在是看见 Annie 的家人他们在承认自己的悲痛。
So Annie's family, they admitted that they were wrong. They have pain.
但是在最痛的时候，他们有神的爱充满他们。
However, in their most sorrowful time, they had God's love in them.
他竟然可以发一封信，电 email 给卢甘的家人。
They wrote a letter to the student who shot her. To the family, sorry.
然后跟他说，我们的心飞往远方的卢甘的父母。
And it says, my heart's fly to you, the family.
因为你们也失去了一个亲人。
Because you also have lost one of your family members.
所以这种的宽恕，这种的爱，甚至设立一个基金来帮助其他的留学生，而且也是中国的学生。
And this type of forgiveness, they actually set up a foundation through Annie, with Annie's will.
求神帮助我们，我们在日常生活当中真的是要活出基督的那种的宽恕。
May God help us so that in our everyday life we will have the forgiveness from Jesus.
使我们心中得自由。
So that our hearts will be set free.
也能够与人有和睦。
And we can be united with one another.
主耶稣，谢谢你为我们受了鞭伤，让我们得到平安。
Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for you being stricken so that we can have peace.
让我们活出从你而来的爱和饶恕。
May we live a life that shows your love and your forgiveness.
你宽恕了我们，饶恕了我们，我们也在基督里面宽恕得罪我们的人。
You have shown compassion and have forgiven us, Lord, so that we can forgive and show compassion to others.
求你加添我们爱心和力量。
Lord, may you give us strength and give us more love.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.